Its eastern opening had also always been far to the south of the lonely mountain, and would have left them still with a long and difficult northward march when they got to the other side. North of the Carrick, the edge of Mirkwood drew closer to the borders of the great river, and though here the mountains too drew down nearer, Bjorn advised them to take this way. For at a place a few days' ride due north of the Carrick was the gate of a little-known pathway through Mirkwood that led almost straight towards the lonely mountain.
"The goblins," Bjorn had said, "will not dare to cross the great river for 100 miles north of the Carrick, nor to come near my house. It is well protected at night. But I should ride fast, for if they make their raid soon, they'll cross the river to the south and scour all the edge of the forest so as to cut you off, and wargs run swifter than ponies. Still, you're safer going north, even though you seem to be going back nearer to their strongholds, for that is what they will least expect, and they will have the longer ride to catch you. Be off now as quick as you may." That is why they were now riding in silence, galloping wherever the ground was grassy and smooth, with the mountains dark on their left, and in the distance the line of the river with its trees drawing ever closer. The sun had only just turned west when they started, and till evening it lay golden on the land about them. It was difficult to think of pursuing goblins behind, and when they had put many miles between them and Bjorn's house, they began to talk and to sing again, and to forget the dark forest path that lay in front. But in the evening, when the dusk came on, and the peaks of the mountains glowered against the sunset, they made a camp and set a guard, and most of them slept uneasily with dreams in which there came the howl of hunting wolves and the cries of goblins. Still the next morning dawned bright and fair again. There was an autumn-like mist white upon the ground, and the air was chill, but soon the sun rose red in the east, and the mists vanished, and while the shadows were still long, they were off again. So they rode now for 2 more days, and all the while they saw nothing save grass and flowers and birds and scattered trees, and occasionally small herds of red deer browsing or sitting at noon in the shade. Sometimes Bilbo saw the horns of the hart sticking up out of the long grass, and at first he thought they were the dead branches of trees.